Minneapolis-based musician Lizzo has been spending quite a bit of time in Wisconsin lately. She recorded her latest album, Big Girl, Small World, in Eau Claire, and she'll be commanding the stage with two performances in Wisconsin this weekend, tonight in Madison and tomorrow in Milwaukee. I recently talked with Lizzo over the phone, and she told me how she found her voice at an early age through singing and rapping.
Rapping just came to me naturally. I started rapping when I was like 12. I was writing raps, and I started like rapping in a crew when I was like 14. So it's that L to the I to the ZZO, and got no time for the 3-3-P-O bookie. Never not clicky, but I'm about to stack cookies. Looking at the sunset, the color was looking. Woman of the year, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Give her three cheers. So singing took a long time. I grew up in a family of talented, musically inclined people, and my mom and my sister were really good singers. And my dad was the first person who was like, you should sing, like, just sing, you know. A lot of people are born with these beautiful voices. I was born with a voice, and it just took me a long time to find it. I woke up in this, I woke up in this, in my skin.
I can't wash it away, so you can't take it from me.
But then there's, like, my skin every time. I get really emotional.
When you sing My Skin?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very emotional song.
Yeah, My Skin, I was really fed up. I think in my last record on Lizzo Bangers, I spoke vaguely and very angrily on the unjust system that is just so unfair over the last year and a half or 2 years since Lizzo Bangers. I learned how to articulate my frustrations, you know, I learned how to address it. But My Skin, that's such a loaded thing, you know, because mm-hmm. My skin is this thing that I was born with that immediately creates adversity, and people are skeptical of my ability or intelligence. It's also my favorite thing about it because I love it. It's so beautiful, and everybody has it. How do I express this in a song so that it is not exclusive and that is inclusive to every person who sings it, so that no matter what the color of your skin is, you're singing this song and you too can relate to the fact that I'm waking up in it. But at the same time, you're fully cognizant that this is a brown woman singing this song. I love you, don't forget it, your beautiful black masterpiece. Boy, they don't make brothers like you. Make it happen with that black girl magic, the hat trick off of what we do. You've lived elsewhere in the U.S., but you're in Minneapolis now. Can you talk about your perception of the Midwest music scene, especially for people who don't necessarily know those ingrained in the Twin Cities, even the Wisconsin music scene? Yeah, I think it's really rich. I think there's something really modest about it. I think that everybody helps each other, and this is the first place I've ever been where people are so willingly collaborative. I think that they really support each other. Like, the people here support their local artists. You know, they have ownership over them, and they help them grow. Humanize me, baby. Humanize me,
baby. I try. Lizzo will be performing in Madison tonight and in Milwaukee tomorrow. To hear Lizzo talk more about her musical journey, positive body images and music, and what surprise she has for her fans if her shows sell out, listen to the full interview online at wpr.org/setlist.